Hi guys, welcome to another episode of the Margaret Fontana Media Podcast. And on today's episode, I want to talk about tips and ways to increase your social media engagement and build your online brand. So I think a lot of people this week have been asking a lot of questions on how to move the needle on their social media platforms and trying to focus on what's working. And so I know the world of social media can be completely overwhelming at times, and the commitment that it actually requires is also a little bit of that monkey on your back, because you know you have to put in some time, you have to be consistent. And I think those two things are really, really your biggest elements to being successful on social media. I think one of the third things there, it's time, consistency, and showing up. I always say that. Those are your top three things, I feel, that make success for an individual or a brand. So let's talk about some tips for increasing your social media engagement and your success on social. So whether you're a personal brand, whether you own a business, whether you own some type of business that offers services, and perhaps you have it all positioned online on different social media platforms, whether you're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Pinterest, depending on what it is that you do. And maybe you're in the arts, and maybe you're a producer, maybe you have a film, maybe you're a composer, you have music. I mean, everyone is pushing a lot of their product and services and or projects on social media nowadays. Top brands in the world are on social media doing the same thing. So the formula that's working at the top definitely works for the formula at the level of a small business or a small brand. And believe it or not, sometimes I think you can emulate what a big brand is doing and kind of like scale it down to what it is that you're doing. So I think sometimes you have to really put in the time and research on what big brands are doing. Look at how they're positioning and packaging all of their things. And that could be in any industry. It could be any product. It can be anything you're doing. Research, time, consistency, and showing up. And so those are definitely things that you need to start thinking about. You definitely need to do your homework, but that's just like a side note. As we're going back to talking about the keys to becoming successful on social media, I think one of the major things we have to get on track with is talking about your topic, not just your brand. So if your brand is, you know, maybe it's like Margaret Fontana tomato sauce, you know, wow, it's tomato sauce. So maybe I named it like, you know, something fancy, but really it's tomato sauce. So we need to talk about what it is that tomato sauce does. Why is my tomato sauce so good? And I'm just using like a food example, because I think maybe that breaks it down a little bit better. Sometimes we get so caught up in like branding, like the name, you know, obviously when you look at Starbucks, you know, it's coffee. They've done a really good job of showing you examples and actually doing that like brand identifier, you know, because like you see their logo and emblem and right away you're like, oh, it's coffee. But they're talking about their coffee. And you know what it is? Other people are talking about their coffee. And that's how they've built their brand. They've built the brand by actually engaging people online and through social media. And they have, you know, obviously mega bucks to do the largest amount of marketing. But really, I think what works for them is the fact that they're like an organic grassroots kind of marketing, because everybody and their mom kind of goes to Starbucks. So I think it's important to think about your content when you're creating it for social media, right? So you want to like think about what are the best ways to show what your brand is. So if your brand is a big film company, then you're going to have to really think about the type of content you want to program out onto social media. And the reason, you know, you have to really think hard about that and like kind of get a strategy in place is because if you're looking to get press, if you're looking to get downloads, if you're looking to get people to buy into what you're selling, you kind of have to tell the story, explain to people why your brand is so great. Why is it that so-and-so films has the best film? Why is it that so-and-so, you know, I'm just going to say like even, you know, a basic mom and pop business, does whatever. Why is it that they're so great? Why should I come to you? So I think you have to really think about, talk about your topic, not just your brand. That would be the first thing. The second thing, which is like a really good, you want to get into these sessions online. And again, this is where time and consistency come into play. But when you join question answer sessions, you can actually get into these groups where sometimes it's Facebook, sometimes it's Twitter, but people are doing like these QA sessions and you can find them just by doing a search. And it's a great way to provide users with a lot of value. And then you get seen as like a very credible source. So if I joined a group about media, marketing, public relations, and there's a whole QA session going on and they're like asking a question, maybe someone doesn't know it, then I chime in. Margaret Fontana Media jumps in then and says, hey, did you know that you can do A, B, and C and it'll increase your brand, it'll increase brand awareness? Then maybe some other person's on there who's looking for that sees me and says, wow, let me contact that person or that brand and see if I can actually hire them or get their business or me get their business. So that's number two. Join question answer sessions with it. I think is actually like a really interesting way to get yourself into a lot of circles. And that goes for, I host the Filmmaker Forum, which is an online group for filmmakers and creative folks. But I think there are a lot of people in that group who are very shy. I think people are waiting for someone else to say something. But if you belong to any of these Facebook groups, most people are using them to either network, collaborate. But if you throw yourself out there, if you promote yourself, I think a lot of people are very shy in promoting themselves. And we got to break through those barriers because guess what? If you are going to be shy and you are not going to like put yourself out there, then I think that you suffer the consequences of not being seen, heard, or anyone buying anything from you, or you kind of moving up into whatever it is you're looking to do. So think about that. That was number two. So it was join question answer sessions. And that means joining groups as well. The other thing that you should be doing online is sharing other people's content. So this is really important because this is what actually gets you a lot of engagement. And this is what will get you followers too. So again, if we look at like niche areas, so when I say niche, like if I'm talking about marketing, I'll go into a marketing hashtag and look and see what's relevant to me or PR or film, whatever it is that I'm focusing on. And then I go into those areas and I see who's got like a lot of followers. I see who posted something of quality. That's the other thing, quality. Don't just post garbage, please. Please post quality. You know, I think it's important that everything is quality. There's no reason to be sloppy. There's no reason to, you know, just do less than what you know that you're capable of doing. Always do the best you can. So share other people's content because what happens is if you put that onto your timeline, it increases a lot of the engagement and the algorithms, which are things we really can't explain how they all work. Only Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. All those data scientists are the only ones who can explain how it works, but we have to play by the rules in the game. So the game is all about algorithms. So share other people's content because it also shows that you're not being like a gluttonous pig and it's always about you and, you know, like, oh, here's my content again. It's good, but also share the spotlight. I put something out during the week this week and it was about sharing the spotlight. It was about, you know, creating more of your online presence. So it doesn't always have to be about you, right? Even though your brand should be about you. It's a little contradictory, right? Because we tell you to be a little bit more in the spotlight, like stop being an introvert, get out there. But I think the way that you have to play the game here is sharing content helps build your online presence. So think about that. Okay, here's a good one. Reposting customer or follower posts, right? So maybe you have somebody who posted something very nice about you on Google reviews. Someone posted something nice about you on Amazon reviews. Wherever people are posting positive things about you, I always like to screenshot those and then I'll post them into my timeline. You know, I think it's important to always show people the positive. And so if you're a business or a brand, you know, maybe put out services for whatever type of business you have, people want to see that. That's what reviews are all about. And people love to be heard. Oh my God, don't they love to be heard? We all do. We're human, but we also need those reviews and testimonials to kind of give other people the opportunity to understand that, hey, what we do is good. So think about that. Reposting customer or follower posts. I like that one because it's just real, you know? And this you might struggle with. Okay, here's the next one. Using influencers to share content. So some people pay for influencers to be in their social media strategy, and that's fine if you have a budget. But if you are part of a circle of, you know, maybe like a good group of people online, you should connect with these people. And this can also work inside of that like sharing content concept. Influencers can help you. You definitely need to be picky about who those influencers are. I would be very selective. Look at their background. Look at their followers. Make sure they don't have a million fake followers. And look at the type of posts they put out, because, you know, I don't want someone being weird or having something sketchy on their timeline and I'm endorsing or, you know, liking something of theirs. So definitely research that, but influencers could help you. So you as the expert, the next tip I'm going to tell you here is being a guest on someone else's content. So maybe whatever expertise you have, you should be a guest on someone's blog post. You should be a guest poster on someone's website. Maybe someone you know has a podcast, me. And what you can do is pitch yourself, get yourself put onto their podcast if they're allowing pitches and things like that. So, you know, I think you always have to be in PR mode, which is like, how do I get myself out there and how do I get myself onto other people's social media platforms or other people's different press and media platforms, which I love that one because that's exciting to me, where you can like just get out there and, you know, get more content, get more attention. And that's social media, right? It's this place where you're not paying for all this attention and it's just so valuable. The other thing is make your customers feel engaged, right? So, you know, nothing upsets me more when I see people working on their social media. They're asking for reviews. They're asking for you to comment. They're asking, like everyone's asking for something, but like nobody gives, right? So it's like, someone gives you a comment, someone writes you a nice comment, you as the brand, you as the owner of the business, whatever it is, you should be like responding to every single thing that comes in. So if someone, even on Amazon, you know, I know a lot of people have products and things on Amazon, even films, music downloads, things like that. Like there's a place now, even on podcasts, where you can review. So you need to be able to comment on everything, even negative comments. And that helps whoever's in your audience see that you care. And it actually builds on more engagement. And again, that's also part of that secret algorithm that no one really understands or knows. But we just know we have to be consistent and comment, engage with anyone who's commenting towards us. Again, it's your own personal preference on whether or not you want to comment on something, but at least like it, you know, like double tap, heart, whatever the comment is. Some things are spam, right? But that's up to you to figure it out. But also on these comments that you see on Instagram where people are like, hey, cool, great job, you know, that's also part of that secret formula where it also helps build the algorithm and followers and likes and things like that. So just be selective, you know, obviously don't like something that's strange and, you know, it's a strange comment or you think it's spam or some type of scandalous thing, but make your consumers feel engaged. That is the point with that. And personalization of that engagement is also very important. So if someone, you know, if like, I don't know, there's some person like this person, John, says, oh, loved your podcast tonight. That's awesome. Then I would write back, be like, thank you. Appreciate it. You know, appreciate it, John. I would call that person out because that's personalization. So if like, hi, you know, Mary writes a comment like, Margaret, really loved the podcast today. I'm going to implement some of those new elements of social media engagement. Thanks. And then I'm going to write, Mary, that's awesome. Looking forward to see, looking forward to see your progress. Something, you know. I want to make sure I'm letting you know I'm reading. I want to make sure that you know I'm paying attention. Also, inside of that is, you know, that's the thing about emoticons too. You don't always have to say something. You can just use an emoji. That's a way of responding. It's a way of actually showing your feelings, you know, and that's the way most people are actually communicating nowadays is with emoticons. I do, you know, sometimes I'm like, I don't really have words to say, so I'll just respond back with emoticons. You know, I think it acknowledges like, hey, I heard what you said, and here, like, here's a smiley, here's a heart, here's two hearts, like, yes, here's the clap, like, you know, little clap of hands. I think it's important to acknowledge and to show that. I think that the next element would be making your posts visual. So again, this is where your images and videos are also great additions to your social media strategy. Really think about what those things are every day. You should be building content every day. So if you're going to work, there's content, you walking into your office, your whatever, your project area, whatever it is you do every day. You know, you're a nurse, you're a construction worker, whatever it is. There is content everywhere. And I think people who don't work in offices actually have more content than people who work in offices. You know, I think people who work in offices really have to like dig deep into their mental realm of like, okay, where can I go? What can I post? What can I take a picture of? What can I take a video of? You know, I think you have a little bit more freedom when you're not in an office. So I would take that, and use it more to your advantage. So make your posts more visual. And, okay, what I'm also going to say now here to kind of round out the podcast for tonight is, talking about and adding relevant hashtags to all of your posts, and especially inside of Instagram, because we know that that is the formula to getting likes. It's the formula to getting inside the algorithm. So the best way to do that is to really like do your research again and figure out what it is. So if it's coffee, if it's a film, if it's clothes, if it's shoes, if it's a shirt, if it's something you're selling, if it's a service, look up what the most top recent hashtags are. And you can do that on Instagram by looking at the top, put in the word, then look at the section where it shows you the hashtags. And so look at how those are being positioned. Look at how many hashtag numbers there are behind like certain ones, and you're going to start to see like, okay, that's popular. This isn't popular. Then you can use different websites too. There are sites that can actually generate hashtags for you. Just Google that and put hashtag generator. There's a couple of sites out there, and that actually sets up like the 30 hashtags you can use either inside your caption or as a comment. And the big debate is whether to put your hashtags inside the caption with the photo and the text or as a comment. I experiment with both, and I just think it depends on Instagram's mood. Every day is different. Every post is different. You know, I think every type of post is different and how it actually explodes and then doesn't. You know, sometimes something's really cool or I think it's sexy, I post it and it's like, meh, it doesn't really perform as well as something that I posted that I didn't really think as hard about. So it's hard to say. There are a lot of tools and things inside of Instagram, like there's polls and surveys you can do, and also on Facebook. That's a little bit more intensely involved. You really have to think about that. Think about what the goal is with those. And that's actually a different podcast. But anyway, all right, so rounding it out, use those hashtags, but then also just remember time, consistency, and showing up and post frequently. So lately I've been experimenting and posting a lot more frequently. If you follow me on Instagram, you're probably like, what's up? Why is she like going to town? Because I'm testing it. I want to see what works. You know, like right now, all of these social media tools are free, everybody. You do pay to play, meaning you do put money out there if you're doing a little advertising. The big brands, I mean, I do it for big brands and they do spend a lot of money and they drive to something very specific. And that's the same formula that can work for a small business or a small brand. Or even a producer or an artist or anyone like that. You just got to know how to do it. So if you have any tips, or maybe something has worked for you that we didn't talk about tonight, you know, send me an email, margaret@margaretfontana.com. Or if you have questions on how to do something, or if you want to try something and you're not sure either way, all of these things evolve on a daily basis, but you can always reach me and I can always help you. It's margaret@margaretfontana.com. And thank you so much. And we'll talk on the next episode.